Welcome to Perry Fairway's Let's Talk Dallas County program. I'm Dallas County News Director Dustin Taze, and this is the first part of our conversation with Dallas County Extension Youth Coordinator Elizabeth Emley and Regional Director Ann Torber. So Dallas County Extension has a new County Youth Coordinator in Elizabeth Emley, and can you just talk to us a little bit about moving into this position as well as how you are preparing for your first Dallas County Fair?
Yeah, I think moving into this position has been pretty exciting. I was very fortunate to get hired while I was still in college. That was a pretty big chance that Dallas County took on me, but they felt confident in my ability to do good work for the community and the youth of Dallas County. I've been trying to really get to know the community and the way things are typically done here so that I can help try and keep those traditions alive and try and help to understand the youth in the community better. And I think that also carries over to fair as well.
Now, in speaking about your position, you are the County Youth Coordinator here for Dallas County. You know, how important is that programming to get it started so young? I know, you know, one of the big programs, of course, is Clover Kids before they get into 4-H and FFA. So, you know, as the County Youth Coordinator, you know, how important is it to get the kids interested when they are so young?
Yeah, I think when kids start young, they develop those friendships and those relationships with their 4-H leader or their Clover Kids leader and different kids who have the same interests as them. I think something that's super unique about the 4-H program is you can find kids of all different backgrounds, different areas, and meet together with a common goal in mind, whether that's static projects, livestock projects, just a whole different array of areas. 4-H kind of covers it all. And it's somewhere where all the kids can come together and express those interests.
Now, with you being new here to this position, you know, what would you want people to know about you being the County Youth Coordinator here in Dallas County?
I think something I really want people to know is I may not have met your kids yet, but I do care about them and I do care about the community and what we can accomplish together.
And just to kind of clean that up a little bit to clear some things up. You are still in college. You know, where are you going to college and what are you going to college for?
I just graduated in May from Iowa State University with my degree in agriculture communications and a minor in food and society.
Now that we're kind of introducing you to the community and letting people know, you know, who you are as the County Youth Coordinator, it is, of course, the summertime, and every summer means the Dallas County Fair is here again, and there's always, always fun activities going on at the Dallas County Fair from July 13th to the 17th this year. So can you just talk to us a little bit about what the first day of the Dallas County Fair is going to hold as a kickoff here on Wednesday?
Yeah, the first day we're kicking off with the 4-H and FFA horse show. That's a big one. It lasts almost all day, I believe. And then we have, for the 4-H and FFA members, Farm Bureau sponsors a breakfast. And that, I believe, is a very big fan favorite. And then something kind of new this year that I'm implementing is the 4-H style show. So we judge our communications and clothing events in the spring. And so some fairgoers may not get to see those kids in action. So we're bringing the style show to the fair this year where kids can show off the different clothing selections that they've put together and then as well as present those communications kids with their awards and their ribbons.
Now, of course, the Dallas County Fair likes to hold Kids Day, which is a fun day correlating with the carnival and some cheaper rides for people to come out and enjoy Kids Day. So can you just walk us through a little bit of what Kids Day is going to look like on Thursday for the Dallas County Fair?
So Thursday for the Dallas County Fair in the 4-H world, our food stand will be open and running. We also have the FFA and 4-H meat goat show, the sheep show, and we will be having our Clover Kids events. They'll be bringing in static exhibits that afternoon, and we'll be having our open house that night.
Now, just to kind of talk a little bit, Anne, about, you know, Kids Day, as well as just to touch base a little bit on the open house, just to kind of remind people what that is. You know, how fun is it to have Kids Day with all the fun kids activities that are planned throughout the day at the Dallas County Fair? And then can you just give us a little bit of a reminder of what the open house is for?
Sure. When we talk about the Kids Day at the fair, for us, we are super fortunate to have a great partnership with our fair board where they really take the leadership around that event itself. We know that for our open house, which we hope a lot of the Kids Day goers attend, we will have Cy there who will be happy to take pictures with him, and that should be a great event. At the open house, we will be featuring drawings for some of our programs which have a fee to them. We'll be giving away a free master conservationist class, free farmland leasing, some off of a master gardener class, and many others.
Now, in terms of the open house itself, you know, can you just talk to us a little bit more about the new building that people are going to be able to see there on the Dallas County Fairgrounds where Dallas County Extension and Outreach has now moved into?
Sure. The new building is literally double in size from our old building, and it is right next door to where the old building is. Our new building features a wonderful meeting room where instead of holding a lot of our classes in the community building, we will be holding them in our meeting room. The meeting room even has a wonderful kitchen to it. Our staff office side is much more modern and features space for us to grow our programming. We have great cubicles in there for our staff who are not full-time with us. And we have just really enjoyed getting moved in and really feeling at home in the new space. And again, we are very fortunate of the partnership with the Fair Board. I like to say to folks that if the Fair Board and Extension did not have a great partnership, we would not be blessed with this new building.
And that was the first part of our conversation with Dallas County Extension and Outreach Youth Coordinator Elizabeth Emley and Regional Director Ann Torbert. You can find this story online at raccoonvalleyradio.com. The Let's Talk Dallas County program is brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.